Africa is under the influence of foreigners.
Calling +27. Got a Category 4 ticket to spare?
The other side of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa.
Professor Patrick Bond of the School of Development Studies at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban. He is a political economist with long-standing research interests in urban communities, and including global justice research in political economy, environment, social policy, and geopolitics. He also directs the Center for Civil Society based at the same university, that is, the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban.
World Cup is an example of a corporatized, overblown event, a corporate athletics that involves nationalism and a police hysteria about potential threats. And already that's generated not just amazing conflicts between the best teams in the world, but conflicts between the society, the state, and capital. Well, we've got four brand new stadia, including some of the most expensive ever built anywhere in the world, one nearly $600 million worth in Cape Town. And where I live in Durban, the expenditure has been most insane, because there's actually a stadium right next to the brand new one. The new one's called Moses Mabhida. It cost nearly $400 million, and it's 70,000-seater, but they're going to remove 15,000 seats after July because there's just no way that they'll ever be filled. And the one right next to it that should have been used, it was used last year in the Confederations Cup, holds 52,000. That's Absa Stadium. So it's just a very clear example of a white elephant under construction on the Durban beachfront that's going to, beautiful as it is, it's still going to bedevil the South African taxpayers and the Durban residents for many, many years to come, since it'll just stand empty. It's very interesting, in both the two big, big new stadiums, Cape Town and Durban, they really did it through wile and lack of transparency. The Cape Town one, especially controversial, because there should have been a stadium in the township called Athlone, a working-class, mixed-race township, which would have been the logical place. But according to FIFA, there were too many shacks, and the TV viewers wouldn't want to see the extreme poverty in the vicinity of this beautiful semi-final venue. So they put it all the way around the other side of town on the Atlantic Ocean, where you can see behind it the city center and also this beautiful Table Mountain. Cape Town's really one of the greatest cities aesthetically in the world, and so that's where they decided to build it, instead of just where it could have been expanded from the Athlone Stadium and cost a tiny fraction, probably a tenth as much. And then in Durban, they sold it as a function of national revenues that would be here, and it wasn't, as a result, something that would cost the city much. And then, of course, the escalations on price came in, and the city actually ends up paying a huge amount. And the excuse is, well, maybe we can attract the Olympic Games. So there are sort of fantasies that have been generated as a result of the huge cash and really the extreme diversion of money is away from the spending that's really desperately needed on housing and water and electricity and clinics and schools, to say, well, now we've got a whole new economic development strategy of sports tourism. The point is, though, it's a white elephant in Durban and in Cape Town and in the other cities where there have been huge constructions of stadia that just won't have any audience in the future, like Mbombela and Nelspruit, as well as refurbishment of other stadiums that are very expensive. And so we consider these an extreme waste of about $3 to $4 billion worth of new construction that boosted the economy briefly in a sort of artificial stimulant way, but have no real lasting value.
Yeah.